Now, I'm looking at your tour dates for 2018, and you are everywhere and anywhere. I mean, this is a huge tour to go on.
There's nowhere I won't go.
I'm really impressed.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
It is going to be a good one, and it's a funny one because, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, the new album, first one we've heard in 2 years, but we've barely noticed that gap because you have been on tour, it felt like, for 2 years.
Yeah, I was. You know, it's the album came out 2 years ago in Australia, and then I came out, you know, a bit later on in the States and Europe, so I had to sort of do a double release. And now, yeah, and then I sort of stopped that. Well, it sort of, yeah, eventually finished up in December last year, and then now I've got another one, so I can have to go and do it again, I guess.
Clearly you love the road, though. I know a lot of people find it sort of, you know, it's fun for the first 6 months and then absolutely exhausting, but you seem to be thriving on it.
I get pretty exhausted. But, you know, I do enjoy it, and I'm a bit of a martyr in my own, you know. There's that feeling that if you're not hurting, then you're not living an honest life. So
wow, that is a dark way of looking at it. Now, you feel like a little bit, you know, we're in that nice, you know, cyclical wave of New Zealand music ascendancy, you know. And I think, you know, when you and Aldis paired up for that incredible duet, do you feel like New Zealand's kind of, you know, crashing down on the international stage all over again?
Well, look, there's plenty of New Zealand artists making great music. That's for sure. So, yeah, I guess, you know, we're having a little go of it. Insofar as it's a scene or anything, I don't know. But there's certainly a generally high quality of musical output coming out.
Some incredible high quality. I did talk to Aldis just late last year. She's fascinating.
She is fascinating.
were you and her kind of aware of each other? Like, did you know each other? Yeah, or was this a bit of a let's get together from mutual admiration?
No, we have known each other since we were, you know, teenagers.
Oh, really?
And, you know, and started singing together when we were, you know, about 16 or 17. And then I co-produced her first album, and then we hung out and got in a relationship, and then it ended, and then I made an album, and so did she.
Well, I'm so glad I brought up what sounded very painful.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Look, it's good to talk about this.
It is good to talk about it. Good. We are pretty excited about your second album. I'm kind of curious how you actually found time to put it together when it felt like you were on the road the whole time.
Yeah, well, I mean, the touring slowed down in the second half of last 2 years ago already. 2016.
Last 2 years ago.
2016. So I had, you know, I had a couple of months of writing to do, and then all of a sudden it just sort of came out when it really needed to. It all just, you know, I hadn't really written much and over the course of that whole touring period, and then I had about 14 or 15 songs to sort of drop out of the sky in 3 weeks.
Well, I'm not going to make you tell the story of Vampire again over and over again because I think I've heard it about 4 or 5 times. But was there a lot like that where your actual time out and about on the road was influencing what you were putting together for this?
It was definitely, you know, I was definitely directly influenced by what was going on around me and for the whole record. I'm not that big of a, you know, as I say, I don't write that much on the road, and it takes a little bit of time out after the tour to decompress and filter things, but then you end up turning all these experiences into music, and there's definitely a few songs on this album that come from that sort of, from aspects of that life.
Well, I know here in Sydney we're going to wait until May this year before we actually get to go and see you. I think is it at the Metro?
It's
am
the
I getting
Metro,
there?
Yeah.
The Metro. But I understand you might play a quick song for us now.
I would love to do that.
Thank you very much.
Isn't it strange? possible to claim your reward. I cannot explain the motion I can barely afford to contain. You're the same. You hide away from anything that turns you on. Nobody gets what they want anymore. No words on a screen could possibly protect you. You know what it means. Do is a chore. Place a ring around us and pray, sing the name. There is no blame, there is no shame anymore. Nobody gets what they want anymore. Nobody gets what they. Separate us out anymore.